We have more cool stuff coming up on the show. We have Chris Wright from C. Wright's Parlor Tricks in the house, along with JT Ryder. They're going to be telling us about a really cool event at Wiley's Comedy Club. It's called Dirty Little Secrets. We'll tell you all about it here in a moment. But first, let's hear some music from C. Wright's Parlor Tricks. You're hearing it right now on Kaleidoscope. That was C. Wright's Parlor Tricks, and you can check them out next Wednesday night. It's March 16th at Wiley's Comedy Club. They're going to be doing a show called Dirty Little Secret. We have Chris Wright and JT Ryder in the house to tell us all about it. Welcome, guys.
Hello, Juliet.
How are you
hello,
doing?
Hello. Welcome to both of you. I guess I'm going to start out. JT, tell us a little bit about what Dirty Little Secrets is.
Dirty Little Secrets is probably best explained as a true variety show. It's taking elements from different musical genres, different eras, throwing it in with comedy, magic, spoken word, just about everything, and trying to have an overall interesting show for the audience like that they're not going to get anywhere else.
Variety show.
Variety. That is a good word. Plus, we've got retro waitresses. They're dressed up in retro pinup outfits. So it's entertaining at all times.
So it's kind of a harkening back to vaudeville.
Mm-hmm. That would be a modern vaudeville.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
We're making this up as we go, so
I'm on board for that.
Well, this is the one coming up on the 16th is the second one that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
So is the idea to make this a regular series of shows?
Yeah, right now it's monthly. If it starts to pick up and finds a following in its audience, I'd like to make it like bi-monthly. Now this month we will be having two shows. We've got the variety show, and then on the 23rd, we're bringing in a sideshow by the Invisible Man Corporation out of Austin, Texas. So it's a full-blown sideshow with Glass Walker, Fire Eater, Sword Swallower, the whole bit.
And I've noticed that shows like this whole sideshow, variety show thing, it seems to be... All of a sudden, I'm hearing a lot more about this sort of coming back and becoming popular. People seem to be taking a lot more interest in this sort of thing. When you decided to start Dirty Little Secrets, were you sort of following with a demand, or was this just something you had always wanted to do, and here it is?
Are you accusing me of copyright infringement of some sort? No, it's basically I got bored with the straightforward cookie cutter entertainment. Comedians, you know, you got the MC, the middle act, and the headliner, and then it's thanks, tip your wait staff, and they're gone. Music venues will throw four bands up that sound very similar. What this was is to kind of get groups that you would never ever see on the stage together, different performance arts that you would never see together. And not only for the audience's benefit, but for the artist's benefit as well. Well, Chris, you were at the last show. What would...
It was an eclectic mix of
comedy.
Dance and comedy and...
jazz.
Yes.
And then, I'm not sure how to term Todd the Fox. It's kind of rockabilly, Delta blues, a little bit of everything.
It's sort of one-man band, except he's got Lisa Bunny Fufu with him. So
yeah.
That's she's not really
well,
a man.
Well, it's still a one-man band.
Well, it is. That is one man.
Yeah. So, okay.
So a little bit of everything, and mm-hmm. I'm looking at the bill for the 16th, and you've got belly dancing, you've got modern jazz, hip hop dance. Paige Beller from Jasper the Colossal is going to be doing an acoustic performance. There's going to be magic and comedy, and then Chris Parlor Tricks is going to be playing. And tell me a little bit about why you guys decided to get involved in this.
You know, it was a weird thing. Like you were saying earlier, how did he come about with this idea and the whole thing? It was just very strange. I had an idea in the back of my mind that I wanted to do, not necessarily a variety show per se, but that I wanted to do something where the band wasn't necessarily the sole focus in their slot. I wanted something where the band might play a couple songs and something else might happen and then another couple songs, almost like talk show band kind of format. And it was just, I don't know, in January, like during one week, all of a sudden I got hit with everybody had – JT emailed me about the Dirty Little Secret, and then there was Dale Walton's circus thing and it, and the sideshow thing that he's actually doing on the 23rd. All of this stuff started coming at me at once. It was just a really bizarre kind of 100th monkey timing on that kind of thing. Like he was saying, I think everybody's just kind of getting tired of the same format where it's just band, 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 or like he's sick of the – you know, the MC opener and comedian and, you know, that kind of thing. I think it's time to get – you know, entertainment. I mean, it's supposed to be the entertainment industry, not the, you know, come see my sad indie rock band industry, or, you know, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, you know, with this, you've got people dressing to the nines, you know, it's, there's production value to it. It's just, it's not just some haphazard thing where people come in their street clothes and drag in their beat up gear and play. I mean, it's, you know, it's more of a production. I think there's going to be lighting and everything at this next mm-hmm. one, you know, with each one. It's going to be more production value, and you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, this, we haven't done this before, but you know, we're going to break up our thing, so we're not playing a whole set at this all at once. We're going to probably, you know, do a song or two. They'll bring up an act. You know, we might do a song. They'll bring up another act. We'll do a song, and then we'll finish with a couple of songs, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're trying to be like Dayton's Most Dangerous Band, kind of sort of, you know, that sort of idea.
No, and you also got to work on the rim shots for when Vincent Holliday is up there doing his MC stuff.
I thought you weren't going to talk dirty.
Oh, sorry.
Well, let me ask you guys, you kind of started hitting on this one, Chris, but what kind of preparation goes into this as opposed to either a normal rock show or a normal comedy show when you're combining all of these different genres of entertainment? How do you figure out how the lineup is going to work and all of these crazy things that have to come together to get, you know, dancing and comedy and rock and roll and acoustic music all on the same stage and working well together?
Preparation?
No, there's none of that.
JT and I have been talking about it. I mean, he's, you know, he's been at Wiley's for a long time. He knows that there needs to be a certain flow to things, and he knows how to structure and order the acts so that their, you know, strong points balance out maybe not so strong points, and that there's a flow to the whole evening. And you know, basically, I'm just sort of providing my services and saying, we can do this, we have this much material, and we'd like to stick it in, you know.
Yeah, let's finish that sentence.
We'd like to put these songs in to the mix. You know, we haven't tried it yet, Juliet, so it's going to be an adventure, you know. That's.
But I also think there's a synergy, not only the audience seeing acts that they'd never see on the same stage, but also the acts themselves performing and being influenced by people that they never would have met. You know, at the last show, use an example, Henrik Couttou, we had Patricia Berg, who's a phenomenal jazz vocalist, and Todd the Fox, who just a brilliant breakout performance. And none of those people would have ever really... Henrik and Todd would have, and they did at the Baron's Ball, but none of them would have known who Patricia Berg was. And a lot of them were really, really hyped, having seen her perform, having seen you know, what kind of performance that she gave. So it influenced them on things, areas that they might want to go into, and possible collaborations in the future. So...
JT's been really encouraging as far as he really does want a lot of the acts to try to, you know, sort of work out the sort of collaborative thing so that there's, you know, overlap with the acts and that, you know, again, people are breaking out of their boxes and they're getting involved in different styles. I know that I've already got ideas on things I'd like to do with Patricia Berg and with Todd the Fox and even Henrik. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I have all kinds of ideas already brewing on, you know, just things we can do where, you know, we can back them up or, you know, just to try to mix it up. Again, the key thing is you know, it's supposed to be entertainment, you know.
So it's entertainment that is sort of fostering collaboration as well. In addition to just entertaining the audience and exposing them to different things, it's fostering new relationships and collaborations between local artists.
Absolutely.
Well.
And that, you know, that's, I mean, the key to being good, I mean, optimally everybody, I assume, is trying to be the best musician, performer, entertainer they can be. You know, the way to do that is to work with other people and to have, you know, this influx of new ideas and to... you know, to try things with different people. I mean, you know, that's part of what is going to keep you on your toes and is going to make your act interesting and you know, broaden everybody's horizons.
Absolutely. Well, let's start some more music, and we will be back to talk more with JT Ryder and Chris Wright about Dirty Little Secrets. It is next Wednesday, March 16th at Wiley's Comedy Club. All sorts of great things that you can see and hear at this event. We'll be posting some info on the Kaleidoscope Facebook page, but first, let's hear another track from C. Wright's Parlor Tricks. You're hearing on Kaleidoscope.
Thank you.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromholt, and I have two guests in the studio. I have Chris Wright from Sea Wright's Parlor Tricks and JT Ryder. They are talking about Dirty Little Secret. It's a show, a very cool sort of variety show at Wiley's Comedy Club next Wednesday, March 16th. Starts at 8 p.m. And this is an earlier show, guys.
Mm-hmm. It'll run 8 to... a little after 10:30, somewhere in that. It kind of rolls and ends when it needs to, I guess.
So none of this showing up at 10 o'clock. You got to be
no.
Be
no,
there
you
right
hipsters, you hipsters can't afford the cover charge anyway. So,
well, it's not like that. I mean, this is seven acts for because we this time around we're going to have Kira. She's going to be doing belly dancing. Gibora. Modern jazz and hip hop. Christy Lavangi, she's an erotic poetess.
Oh,
so I'm sure you're going to be paying attention, Chris, taking notes. There's going to be an acoustic set by Paige Beller. Matthew David Stanley, he does magic and stand up comedy. And then, of course, he writes Parlor Tricks. And Vincent Holliday will be the host and MC. Who will be introducing the acts and doing his own shtick. And that's, so for seven people, that's not an exorbitant fee.
That's not bad at all for seven acts.
I'm thinking of the average PBR drinking hipster that... No, it's definitely value for the money. I mean, it's a classy joint.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, after I get down, yeah.
Classy joint, classy time.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering why you have a huge sign in here that has a 1-800 number to the station when it's quite apparent that I'm sitting in the station and would have no need to call here.
Because we just got done with Pledge Drive last week.
Yes. Oh.
And we were telling people to call that number.
It's probably not too late, is it, to still pledge?
You can pledge online. The phone lines are... you know, we usually have volunteers in here to answer the phone, so you probably wouldn't get anybody if you called that 800
we can
number.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay. We can take some calls. I mean, it's just, you know.
You guys got it covered.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask this. So this is, the show on the 16th is the second Dirty Little Secret, and I know you're planning
Correct.
On doing more.
Mm-hmm.
How was the response after the first one? Have you had a lot of artists sort of stepping forward and saying,
yes.
This sounds awesome, I want to
yes.
be involved?
There's been quite a few artists from, again, just a cross-section of genres, jazz, surf music, just a little bit of everything. People are coming forward with acts or talents that wouldn't necessarily warrant a show or couldn't sustain a full set, you know, could only sustain 5 or 10 minutes, but it's a really cool... you know, like nobody's going to sit there and listen to somebody play the spoons for, you know, a 2.5 hour set. So, you know, but for 5 minutes, it's really cool. You know, I think one of the things that I wanted to stress, and since you were at the last show, Chris, is right after the show, right when the lights came up, it's just something that I don't see working comedy shows, and I haven't seen... at regular venues, the concerts at regular venues, as soon as the lights came up, it was like the performers and the audience just converged.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Everybody wanted to talk to everybody. And there was just a really high energy that I hadn't expected. Usually it's, you know, hit the door, get in the car, and gone. And the groups pack up their stuff and leave. So that was one of the things that I think I was most impressed with. Is everybody talking to each other, and it was a really cool experience.
So it sounds like there may be too soon to tell, but there may be a sort of a little community forming up around this event.
Exactly. Yeah.
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 And that's kind of what I'd like inevitably is the artists to work with each other, other people collaborating, people that aren't performers that would want to be involved somehow. You know, some of the waitresses are showing interest in doing some sketch performance or some dance performance. And I don't know what...
Yeah, I mean, it's just there's camaraderie that's, you know, sorely missing in this town. I mean, and especially by encouraging everybody to collaborate and work together and, you know, trying to do things. I mean, Dayton's a pretty small town. You think it would be a little bit tighter knit group of musicians than it actually is. But, you know, lots of people have designs on being king of the proverbial hill, as it were, in Dayton, Ohio.
Which is odd since it's in a valley, you know.
King of the valley.
Queen of the valley. Yeah. King of the...
Well, and the other thing is just like with the promotional things, you know, during the show, after the show, if you have CDs or a website you want to push or a show that you have coming up, I have no problems promoting that or promoting things on the Facebook page, which is where you'll find us, Dirty Little Secrets on Facebook. We're the ones with the cool little pinup icon. I don't have any problem promoting people past and present and future. I could see if this thing took off in a year from now, I would have no problem, you know, pushing Patricia Berg's next gig or if she releases a new CD.
I mean, that's a very cool thing. I mean, just since the first Dirty Little Secret I've seen, you know, JT's been posting stuff about all the acts that played on that, promoting gigs that they're playing elsewhere. I mean, he's been supporting the artists that are doing that beyond just the Dirty Little Secret gig. You know, and I mean, that's a little insurance for you that the next time they come around, you know, you've been pushing them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's not something you see from... too many clubs or people in the
it's not the average behavior, we'll say that.
No, I don't have to name names because it's pretty much all of them. You know, but I mean that's
it, well, there's the last time you play it anywhere.
It's, you know, I mean, it's almost like an A&R guy or whatever, you know, he's helping to build these acts by pushing them everywhere else, and then, you know, he knows when they come home to roost here that they're, you know, that they're going to you know, that they're going to have more of a following and everything. I mean, it's just, you know, again, Dayton's a small town. I mean, that's kind of how it should be instead of it being every man for themselves.
And it sounds like the possibilities for like a return visit via band are kind of endless because they could do sort of one act one time and then come back and do something completely different or come back and collaborate with somebody that they met, you know, at one of the future events. That there's a lot of possibility here.
And I think that's something that you know, we'll see eventually, but it might be something that if a band has a new sound that they want to try that their fan base would not accept immediately, you know, it would be kind of a good place to get it in front of an audience to get a reaction, kind of a non-biased reaction, because, again, it's probably not an audience that would see them at another venue. It would be a good time to experiment. And not just with music, dance, comedy. You know, there's comedians out there that are known for a certain style and would be hard-pressed to break out of that style. So it would be a good place to experiment and throw some stuff out there and see if it works. I don't know if that's the brightest idea sometimes. But
it'd be a good place for Astrofang to try, you know, like maybe a French pop direction.
Yeah, exactly. A Baroque. Yeah.
There we go. There we go. Well, veering sideways from Dirty Little Secrets for just a moment, Chris, what has Parlor Tricks been up to? It's been a little while since you've been here, so fill us in. I know you've got some new stuff happening.
Yeah, it's new old stuff. I mean, we lost a guitar player at the end of the year last year. Steve Hensley had played with us for, you know, 18, 19 months, and we had finally got our third set dialed in to where we could all get this all figured out, and you know, unfortunately, he had to leave the band. It was all you know, amicable, but so we had to bring in a replacement guitar player. And then the first thing we had to rehearse for was the Dayton Does Dayton show that we did at the end of January. That was a fantastic show, but you know, unfortunately, we had to have him learning songs that weren't even our songs. So I'm being impatient, but you know, a month and a half in, he's got about half our material learned, and you know, we're working him up to speed. He'll be good for these coming shows, but you know, we're just trying to sort of get to where we were last October or November. But our new guitar player is a guy named Tim Flanagan, who's been playing around for, you know, over 20 years. He's real good cat. He's got a lot more chops than I've got. So, you know, he's coming up to speed quickly, and you know, we're really looking forward to getting out with him again. So we've got the, you know, he'll be on this the Dirty Little Secret show on the Wednesday, the 16th, and then we're playing the Dale Walton Circus at Jilly's. We're doing all the E's clubs that week. I wish we'd gotten into McGuffey's, Wiley's, McGuffey's, Jilly's. But yeah, Jilly's on the Saturday, and then you know, we're playing Canal Street with Lab Partners on April 1st, and bringing down a band called D Rider from Chicago. That's Matt Espy. I don't know if you remember him. He's a drummer. He used to play for Mink.
Oh, yeah.
Was in Cage, I believe, with Nick Cazernas. Fantastic drummer. And I think the band he's in, I think it's ex-members of U.S. Maple, I believe. So that ought to be a very good show on April 1st at Canal. We're really looking forward to it. I love the Lab Partners. So.
Excellent, excellent. And JT, I know in addition to Dirty Little Secrets, you've got the side show on the 23rd.
Yep.
Ah, I was right.
Yep.
Any other big plans beyond that? Have you started planning the next Dirty Little Secrets, or are you waiting to get through this one first?
Pretty much.
It's tri-monthly.
Yeah.
You're going to try it monthly.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I am right now. Is, you know, when the bank account fails, that's probably when but it's, it, yeah, I'm trying to find a comfort zone. I've been, you know, I can't use the first show as a litmus test. Second show has a couple little things against it already, with St. Patrick's Day being the next day, which was a brilliant choice of mine. So it's so probably I won't really get a feel until the third. Well, excluding the sideshow, because it's pretty much its own self-contained show. But until the next variety show in April, I probably won't get a really strong feel as far as what the return audience is going to be and what type of acts are going to pan out the best. But there's definitely a roster that's filling up. I'm not going to out anybody, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know.
No secrets revealed for that one yet.
This is a secret, so we got to go. Until I'm ready to announce it, we'll look at it like that.
Well, we'll keep all our listeners posted on the upcoming rosters. But in the meantime, March 16th, it's next Wednesday, 8 p.m., Wiley's Comedy Club, Dirty Little Secrets. You're going to see dancing from Kira and Gabora, poetry from Christy Levangie, is that
Levangie,
right?
Levangie.
Yeah. Paige Beller from Jasper the Colossal will be doing an acoustic performance. C. Wright's Parlor Tricks will be bringing the rock and roll. There'll be magic and comedy from Matthew David Stanley, and Vincent Holliday will be the host and MC. Guys, is there anything else that people ought to know before they come out and check this very cool event out?
I'm not sure if there's anything. There's really no way to prepare for. I think it's just an experience.
I forgot to bring the three-page disclaimer, yeah. Actually, that I was going to read.
Really fast.
Very fast, exactly.
Yeah, like I said, again, I want to thank the waitresses that we had. They were all dressed up in their retro pinup outfits and did a fantastic job making the customers feel welcome and relaxed, and it was just a really cool atmosphere. But
it's a good opportunity for everybody to dress up. Everybody should come dressed up. Put your nice clothes on. Come on down.
Yeah, your Sunday best.
Yeah,
your Wednesday best.
Your Wednesday best. Exactly.
There I was in a t-shirt. Yeah.
Well, you can check it out Wednesday at Wiley's Comedy Club. It's called Dirty Little Secrets. We've got information on the Kaleidoscope Facebook page. Check it out. We're going to hear one more tune from C. Wright's Parlor Tricks. And guys, I want to thank you both so much for coming out.
Thank you, Juliet.